It was a pattern.
I'll show you.
Very easy. Do you do this in Hong Kong? I don't know. Have you seen this?
Some knots. You get a bit of paper and you cut it like that at the bottom, and then you fold it around like so. Okay? And then you fold it like that for the wings, and so it becomes a sort of a... And then you put a... And so it spins, and we call that either, sometimes we call it a helicopter or a whirly bird or whatever. So if you have a look at that and think about why it does that, okay, see it's spinning that way. When I drop that, in fact, I always see it spins that way. Would anyone like to suggest how I could modify that whirly bird to make it spin the other way? Instead of spinning this way, how would I modify it to spin the other way? You're saying flipping, okay, like that. Okay. Let's see. Do you remember which way it span last time? It span that way last time. Okay, your prediction is this is going to spin this way and the tip. Okay, well done. And so we might ask why. Let me just explain this to you. What you need to understand is as this comes down, it is pushing through air. Okay, there is air, it's pushing through it, and you can see that. Right? Now, as it comes down, you see the air is going up past it like that. See what happens? If the air pushes there, can you see that pushes that way? This bit here is pushed that way. So this one here, can you imagine as the air comes past, it's pushed that way? So this is pushed that way, that is pushed that way, and so you get a spin. Now, if you look at that, there is lots of opportunity for children to experiment there. And this is a very popular scientific investigation with children in Australia. You might think, for instance, what would change the rate of spin? What sort of things would affect the rate of spin? Now, if you ask that in the class, they will suggest many things. They will say, paper clips, maybe put more or less, maybe the wings, longer or shorter, maybe a smaller or maybe a larger. One of the things that... If I want to drop that and check how fast it drops through the slits, what I need to do is to control or to find a way to do it. And so what we do with our recommend our children is to make two. And so I have two identical ones. I've made them the same. This one has one paper clip, and this one I'll make three paper clips, just to be sure. And so when I drop them, I now have a comparison. Let's see. And you see, three paper clips is much faster and much quicker drop. If in fact, young children often, if you ask them that, they'll go, oh well, yes, okay, and then they will put on two more paper clips and they will drop it again and they'll say, oh, yes, that looks faster, and then they'll write down faster, but they haven't got a proper comparison. And so it's an interesting thing to think of ways to make sure that children can actually get proper comparisons too, so that they can check, okay, what is happening. So for instance, if I ask them, and maybe you can predict what would happen, think about what would happen if I change the wing length. So if I take this one, and I've got one the same, and I cut the wing length,
And now I have two the same number of tables, little stuff different between them. Okay, and we can compare. And again, you get a faster and a drop and a latency. And so that becomes a nice little exercise for experimentation in primary school. And you can get children to make maybe six of these, all the different wing lengths, and then line them up in order, so that they are not writing necessarily in a table or numbers, but they actually can make a display of which ones went the fastest or which ones went the quickest. So what I've written there are the sort of things that we ask children to do, challenge questions, how they record their experimentation, how they make an investigation, and what they have learnt about air and light when they're doing that. Okay. I think that's in level 3, I think, of the Hong Kong syllabus, is by air and light, level 4. Primary.